Sweden, like many other countries, is suffering some economic worries. To cut costs, it's considering closing its consular office in New York. Maybe that doesn't seem like such a big deal, but consider this. Sweden's had a consular representative in New York since 1834, when Andrew Jackson was president. Even the Bronx is named after a Swede. The number of Swedes in New York these days is relatively small, about 30,000, but many of them don't like the plan to close the consulate. In fact, Swedish-American Thomas Noe has started a Facebook group to protest the plan, and he says he has lots of reasons for wanting to save the consulate.
Number one being I wouldn't want to have to go all the way to Washington, D.C. to do any sort of passport renewal. Unfortunately, after September 11th, they require everybody to go into the consulate and actually show their faces when they do these types of passport renewals.
How many people have joined you so far on Facebook?
I'm looking at the site right now, and it's 454 members, and that happened in a space of about, 1.5 weeks.
And are you hearing from any other people other than Facebook friends?
Well, I have actually friends who work at the consulate, and I feel badly for them that they're going to lose their jobs. And there are other Swedish organizations. Unfortunately, Swedes don't really have our own neighborhood here in the New York area, so we kind of gather online. So things like Facebook and other social networking sites have been great gathering points for Swedes.
What does the consulate mean to the Swedes living there? Is it just, you know, to avoid a full day of travel down to Washington, D.C. to do any business?
Well, there's a lot more to it than that. There's the events that the Swedish consulate organizes, number one being our biggest holiday of the year, Midsummer. Swedish Midsummer is celebrated down in Battery Park City. There is an event there that gathers about 5,000 to 6,000 Swedes to celebrate the summer solstice. And that event is organized by the consulate, and it would unfortunately be canceled if there is no consulate to organize the event.
And Midsummer is a really big deal in Sweden, apparently.
Of course. It's the biggest holiday of the year. I would equate it to July 4th, but we're not exactly celebrating Swedish independence. But this is one holiday that every Swede holds dear.
You have your own fireworks, the Midnight Sun.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
So does this mean now that IKEA is going to be the biggest kind of Swedish representation in the U.S., or at least in the New York area?
Probably. I think every Swede likes to make pilgrimages out to the various IKEA stores that we have in the area and go to the Swede shop and stock up on Swedish foods there, and also walk around the stores and point out that they actually know what the products mean. But I'm not sure we want IKEA representing Sweden, you know, 100% to our American friends. You know, the consulate served an important purpose in kind of spreading the brand name that is Sweden, showing that Sweden was a lot more than just IKEA.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that your consulate looks like it's going to be closing.
Yeah, I feel horrible about it. I hope that maybe with a new administration in Sweden, they'll decide to reopen it.
Swedish-American Thomas Noe has started a Facebook group to protest the possible closure of the Swedish consulate in New York. You'll find a link to the page at theworld.org. Thomas, thank you very much.
Thank you.